is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Actress Cheryl Ladd will join us in a moment talking about her new Hallmark movie. But first, nearly half of moviegoers would pay extra for theater security, would you? In the wake of two violent attacks on movie theaters, nearly half of ticket buyers say they are willing to pay more to improve security at multiplexes. However, moviegoers have their limits in terms of how much they're willing to pay. While 48% are fine with paying $1 or more for the additional measures, only 23% said they would pay $2 or more. 19% of respondents said they would pay $3 more for extra security. According to the consumer research firm C4, moviegoers are starting to see the value of security. Hopefully, they're beginning to value it in the same amount that they value IMAX or 3D, where they recognize that you have to pay more for a better experience. You may also have to pay more for a safer experience. The report comes after a gunman killed two patrons and himself during a July 23rd showing of Trainwreck in Lafayette, Louisiana, and follows an August 5th attack during a Nashville, Tennessee showing of Mad Max Fury Road that left a hatchet and pellet gun wielding assailant dead. These killings come nearly 3 years after a gunman in Aurora, Colorado, murdered 12 people at a screening of The Dark Knight Rises. Donald Trump says Heidi Klum is no longer a 10, and the supermodel fired right back. In the video, the mother of four poses for a photographer at a fashion shoot wearing a cropped T-shirt with a 10 printed on the front. Suddenly, a man approaches her from behind wearing a crude Donald Trump mask and rips the 10 from her chest to reveal a 9.99 underneath. Klum shrugs and then continues smiling to the camera. And one of Donald Trump's ex-lovers has cast her vote for the Donald in and out of bed. Penthouse pet Sandra Taylor, who went on 3 dates with Trump decades ago, was asked if Trump was a good lover. She tells the New York Post, "Oh my gosh, he was great. She hopes he's elected. I think he'd be a terrific president." Actress Cheryl Ladd started out as one of Charlie's Angels. Now she's starring in a Hallmark Channel movie. Hello.
Hello.
Cheryl Ladd.
Hi, Mike.
How are you? This is like a dream come true to talk to one of Charlie's Angels.
Oh, how nice.
I'm looking at your Wikipedia page, which I know is absolutely accurate, like all of the internet. But I assume that they have your year of birth correct, and we were born in the same year.
Yay, that was a good year, huh?
It was a good year. Well, I know it was for me, and obviously it's been that way for you. You have a new Hallmark movie and Mystery Channel presentation that's going to premiere this Sunday, and it's called The Garage Sale Mystery, The Wedding Dress.
Well, it was a wonderful script. They sent it to me, and I liked it very much. Interesting woman. Mike, were you born in Minnesota?
No, I wasn't born in Minnesota. What, you think we were like bassinet mates or something?
No, but I was born in South Dakota. We just, you know, that area, the Midwest, you know, it's just such a great place to grow up. Anyway, I digress. I was just curious.
No, I was born in Brooklyn, and I was born a few months after
character.
You.
I was going to say, we were born in the same year, so you understand that now as an actress, I'm sort of in a new chapter of my acting life and life in general. I get to play these women that have pasts and experience and heartache and, you know, a lot of life that they have lived that they bring to these parts. And I bring them to the parts because I've lived my life and survived a lot of things. And I don't know, I'm finding joyfulness in my work process, and I am enjoying it in a strange way much more. I always loved to work, but there was a certain amount of obligation of how I looked and how thin I was, and you know, it was a prerequisite for that kind of work that I was doing. And now it's a whole different thing. I don't have to be super skinny. I don't have to look like I'm 12. You know,
so absolutely.
It's just for me a far more interesting. Let's put it this way: a new and interesting way to approach my work.
Well, yeah, and you can pick and choose. Like you said, if you had gotten a script and you didn't like it, I'm sure you do. You get them all the time. You just pass, right?
Correct. That's right. That's right. And, you know, Lori Loughlin is such a doll, and I always was a fan of hers, and she's so beautiful. But really, the opportunity to work with her was really interesting to me, and then finding out that she is even more wonderful than I imagined, and we become pals. And she's just an amazing young woman, and well, she's young for me, to me, and she, I don't know how old she is for sure, but she looks about 30. And I know she probably isn't, but wow, she's gorgeous and kind and loving and smart, and she's just a terrific actress. And these shows are doing very well for a reason.
So not only is she in the Hallmark Mystery with you, but she's also back on Fuller House reprising the role that we all got to know her on.
Right. Isn't that great?
It is great. When you look back on Chris Monroe, how many years did you play that on Charlie's Angels?
I was on for 4 years. Jacqueline was 5 years. I was 4 years. Kate was 3 years. And everybody else was 1 year, I think.
Was it a good time? You mentioned that it was a little stressful in the sense that you had to look a certain way and you had to present yourself well on camera, obviously. But did you enjoy it?
Well, I absolutely enjoyed it. It was there were times when I was pinching myself. But you have to remember, I was 25 years old when I started. I had a 2-year-old daughter, a husband, and truly it was like being hit by a freight train. The week before I got Charlie's Angels, or the first Charlie's Angels was shown, and all of that, you know, nobody cared what I ate, nobody cared how I exercised, nobody cared what I wore. I was just a regular girl who was acting. Then it was wow, it was over the moon kind of success, and I was really happy that people accepted me, and it was fantastic. And you know, Aaron and I took some time to create Chris Monroe and make her someone we hoped would be appealing, and then to have that become so successful, it was just a fantastic feeling. Because it, you know, to be honest, I was pretty trepidatious. There were big shoes to fill, and nobody was going to ever be Farrah. So we really had to make sure we created somebody who wasn't trying to be Farrah, you know?
Yeah, replacing Farrah Fawcett Majors was, I'm sure, a daunting task, and but you really put some thought into it rather than just write the same script as if she was going to be there.
Right, and there was no way anyone could replace Farrah. So we created Kid Sister, who made mistakes. She was kind of funny and goofy and, you know, had a lot of, you know, gumption. And America loves the underdog, and they love family. And, you know, we kind of, once I knew I had someone to play, when he first asked me to do it, I said no, because it was so daunting, the whole idea of it. And then when we talked about it and found a way to make Chris Monroe somebody that was appealing to both of us and somebody that we thought people would respond to, then it made sense. And yeah, I just feel so blessed that it worked, and it really was a huge kickoff to a many-year career. I mean, I've been working since then constantly.
Now, do people still remember that you had a hit song back in 1978?
I think the people that bought my record do.
Think it over. Do you still get asked to sing that from time to time?
Oh, yes. I mean, one of the people ask me all the time what has been my favorite, most enjoyable time as an actress, and it has to be my time on Broadway. I played Annie Get Your Gun. I replaced Bernadette Peters for 6 months in on Broadway, and played this amazing role of Annie Oakley and all those incredible songs Irving Berlin wrote. He wrote like 5 or 6 hit songs from one play. When do you get that? I mean, I never got tired of singing it. I just thank God every time, every night, every performance, I looked up in the rafters and thanked him for the opportunity, because it was just a joyous experience.
So these days, when you're not acting on this Hallmark movie or other projects, where do you spend your time? Is it with your family and everything?
Yes, actually, my husband and I moved to Texas. My mother lives here. My sister's here, brother, nieces, nephews. We built a house here. I took about a year and a half off and didn't work. and to build his house. And then our grandchildren, our daughter and her husband, moved to Austin. So, you know, we have a lot of family here in Texas. And, yes, I enjoy being with my family. I do that. And I work with an organization called Child Help. They're the largest nonprofit in the United States fighting child abuse. And I've been with them since Charlie's Angels days. And they do remarkable work. I would encourage all your listeners to investigate the amazing work that they do.
Terrific. And, you know, I just did the, I cover every year the Joe Torre Safe at Home Foundation, which fights domestic violence. And so we've sort of got our hearts going in the same direction, which is kind of nice.
Indeed.
Well, listen, Cheryl Ladd, it's been a pleasure. I'm visualizing you. I know that we're the same year age in the sense that we're both born in 1951. And I'm visualizing you as a Charlie's Angel with your hands together, with like you're holding the gun, that shot. So if
you just keep doing that, honey.
I got that mental image. And we'll look for the Hallmark Channel's new garage sale mystery, The Wedding Dress. Cheryl Ladd, thank you so much for all the years of entertainment.
Thank you, Mike. It was a pleasure talking to you.
With actress Cheryl Ladd, I'm Mike Bennett. You are listening to America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.